Welcome, everybody. Share number 1012, 1012, getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, we started to go through last time. We're trying to go through the, in our Simon is Simon Reish Yud Aleph. We're working a little bit more from the Sefer Eitzer Halachas, how he explains everything in conjunction with, of course, the Mechaber Ramah, Mishabura, Bir Halachas, Haritzin, and everything else. I'm trying to get a better picture on of it, how he explains it step by step in conjunction with everything we just mentioned. Now, we're up to the part that's chaviv. There's a category, what's called chaviv, whereby one likes a certain fruit better. Now, when we talk about chaviv, the word is fond. I'm fonder of this fruit. I like this fruit better. I desire this fruit better. But so when we talk about that, we're dealing with two items or three items that are the same bracha. Obviously, if it's different brachas, if we said, if I have mezonos and ho'eitz, obviously mezonos is going to come first. That's high. It's a higher level of bracha, right? If I have bar pri agofen or ho'eitz, so bar pri agofen comes first. So that's not the issue. Right now we're dealing with where it's same bracha, have fruits in front of me, right? A fruit. And it's not, there's no hadama right now. We'll talk about hadama, how that comes into play also. But right now we have, I have ho'eitz, I have a plum, I have an orange, right? In front of me, I have an apple, whatever the case is, and I do not have this, the two things. It's not from the Shiva Saminim, it's not from the Min Shiva, there's no grapes, figs, and these things involved, pomegranates, it's all not Min Shiva, it's not from the fruits, the Shiva Saminim, and they're all complete, or they're all not complete, they're all on the same level. Now, the only thing left I have is what we call Chaviv. In other words, I have to make a Bar-Priya 8, one Bar-Priya 8 on everything. I'm eating two fruits, three fruits, all on the same level, at the same time, basically, you know, one after another, whatever. So which bracha? And I have them all in front of me. What fruit should I take and make the bracha on? So the answer is chaviv. You have to take the one that's chaviv, that you like better. But the question is, do I take the one that's better now? In other words, I'm in the mood right now of a pear, right? But usually I like the orange better. All the time I like orange. Is better. I'm an orange person, like we mentioned last time. I like oranges better. Punk now, I like the pear better. Right now, I'm in the mood of a pear better, but usually I like the orange. So should I take first the orange, because that's what I always like better? Or should I take the pear, because that's what I'm in the mood for more now, even though the orange is also in front of me? So the Maisa, that is how it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, and it really comes from the Rambam. And I just want to read from the Shulchan Aruch brings down, we mentioned last time, the Shulchan Aruch usually does not bring down a Rishon. Sometimes he will bring down the Rambam, but usually he'll say, Yesh Aymrim or Chastam Alacha, but like this, he brings down Mamish the Rambam. So we want to read it inside in Sif Beis, Reish Yud Aleph Sif Beis, in the Mechaber. Well, the Rambam, he says, Imhoya Echad Chaviv. If one of the fruits in front of you, with the same bracha, of course, are all, is dear to you, right? Chaviv Loi Yoiser. So then he says, Bein Shibur Chaseim Shavais. Okay, again, we're not going to paskin like this, but I just want to read Bein Shibur Chaseim Shavais, whether the brachas are the same, Bein Sheinim Shavais, Bein Sheyesh Behem Min Shiva, whether you have Min Shiva, Bein Sheyim Behem Min Shiva, Makdem Achaviv, you always take the Chaviv, Makdem Achaviv, Loi Azba Oisei Shah, at that time, what you like better. Now, I just want to make a disclaimer that in general, we do not paskin like this Rambam and all the other things we said. In other words, we always take the Min Shiva first, we take the complete one first, and so on. The only time we're looking for right now is, do we take what I like better now or not? Okay, so that's why we read it inside. Makdem Achaviv Loi Az Ba'oyster Shah. The Rambam says, the one you like at that time, that's the one that you should take. So the Mishabura explains, again, everything else is not what we're dealing with right now, because we spoke about that's not halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa is we take min shiva first, right? Shalom and so on. Okay. But now we said, but now we want to take first the fruit we like better now, or the general one that we like better. But so the Rambam says, no, the one that you like now. So the Mishnah Berurah explains to us in Sif Katan Yud Gimel, that ba'oisa shah, what does that mean? The one you like now. Gam b'zeh polik day rishayna. This is also, it's also arguing on the day rishayna. In other words, the Rambam is in argues on the other shittas that are brought down in the Mechaba, other Rishonim, in other words, other Rishonim, obviously, right? The Sefer Leid, Einu Nikra Chaviv, Ma Shechaviv Olav Tamid. And the Rambam holds, Deini Nikra Chaviv, that which we say, what's dear to me, and I make the bracha, what's dear to me, he holds now. Others hold, Masha Chaviv, Olav Tamid. In other words, others want to say, no, you take the fruit that you always like better. Even though you're in the fruit, in the mood of the other fruit, like the plum, but if you always like the orange better, so take the orange, right? In our case that we are talking about. I don't want to mix anybody up. It gets very complicated. The case that we're talking about now, where they're both exactly the same, it's just a question of which one I like better. So it's a machlokes. Some want to say, the Rambam says, no, take Boisi Shah. You like now a plum better? Take the plum and make the bracha on that. Other Rishonim say, no, take the one that you always like better, right? Oh, so he says, Lamaisa, it's mashma from the Lashon of the Mechaber, says the Bir Halacha, that the Halacha would be like the other ones, that you take the one, Shehidas Reiv HaPoiskim, that the Reiv HaPoiskim do Paskin, you want to take the one that you always like, not the one that you like better right now. Okay, so just to start off the Eitra Halacha, and we'll continue next year, but he brings down Das Reiv HaPoiskim, that like we just saw in the Mishnah Berurah, which he's quoting the Mishnah Berurah, bring Rabbeinu Yoina, the Rosh, others, he brought down Beis Yosef, and so on. Okay, we're not going to get into the whole thing, but Das Reiv HaPoiskim, the Chaviv Mikrei Hamin Sharagol Lihiyos Chaviv Alav Tamid, the one that you always like, Alpha Pisha Achshav Chaviv La Yosem in Hashem, Yvyesh Emrim, then he says, Yvyesh Emrim, Alkeim Yesh Emrim, the Yachal Avarech Al Ezemahim Shirsid Yesh Ami Lismach, Yvyesh Emrim, some say, the Avarech Metchila Al HaChaviv Loi Tamid, that you should always take the one that you like better. And that's how we saw in the Mishnah Berurah to Paskin, in other words, to go with the one that you always like better. But we'll see upcoming Shiurim how to work this situation. But Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down Reiv Paiskim to make the bracha on the one that you always like better. Not Bedafka, the one you want Bedafka now, but the one that you usually like better. So just to end off real quickly in our case, I usually like an orange, right? I'm the orange person. I usually like an orange. Punk now, I like better the plum. So according to Reiv Paiskim, not like the Rambam, according to most Paiskim, we should make the bracha on the orange because the orange is the one that I usually like. Even though right now I'm a little bit more in the mood of a plum, but you always like the orange better. Make the eights on the orange and cover the plum. We'll continue with this subject. Thank you for listening. Aslacha bracha kol tuv.